This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military said Friday it has begun a ground operation against Hamas in Gaza, escalating its offensive against the militant group. The Israeli army says planes and troops are carrying out an attack in the Gaza Strip. Earlier Thursday, Israel pounded Gaza and deployed extra troops and tanks to the border as Hamas continued firing back rockets, with the death toll in the Palestinian enclave on the fourth day of the conflict climbing to over 100. The Israeli Defense Ministry has given the army the green light to mobilize thousands of reservists if necessary. Hamas has warned any ground incursion would lead to an increase in the number of dead and prisoners from the enemy side. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Thursday he is pressing for a halt to violence between Israelis and Palestinians, but U.S. officials say they are resigned to the conflict continuing for some days to come. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas seems either unable or unwilling to rein in Hamas-led rocket attacks on Israeli targets, according to the U.S. State Department. President Joe Biden's administration says it has reached out to several regional Arab states to help get to Hamas to stop the violence. Officials expect it's likely to continue, if not intensify, over the next couple of days. United States health officials advised Thursday fully vaccinated people can avoid wearing masks in most places and do not need to wear them outdoors. Updated guidance the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hopes will allow life to begin to return to normal. The agency also says fully vaccinated people do not need to physically distance in most places. The federal recommendations do not override local law or business or workplace regulations. This is V.